Hi, this is a video tutorial for getting started with Visual Studio Code, a lightweight cross-platform way to write C#. Let's get started.
First, go to your favorite search engine and search for Visual Studio Code. Code.visualstudio.com will be one of the first results. This tutorial is for getting set up on Windows, but we also have downloads for Mac and Linux. So click the EXE and click Yes to run, and click through the installer. For those of you who don't know, Visual Studio Code is a lightweight cross-platform source code editor that supports multiple languages as well as debugging, embedded Git control, syntax highlighting, and more. It's completely free and open source on GitHub. Click Finish and it'll open up Visual Studio Code. Go to the Extensions tab on the left and install the C# extension. It'll be one of the first suggestions. You can also find a lot of other cool extensions there. Now that we have VS Code, we need .NET Core to compile our C#. So go back to your browser and type in .NET Core. Microsoft.com/net/core will be one of the first results. Since I'm not using Visual Studio, I'm using Visual Studio Code, all I need to do here is download the .NET Core SDK. I can find the .NET Core SDK download on the command line tab. So click the EXE and click through the .NET Core installer. This one installs super quickly as well, and you can actually use .NET Core with any source code editor you want. I chose VS Code because I just like it a lot. Now I'm going to initialize a .NET app. You can find these instructions on the download page. In the command prompt, I'm navigating to the folder I want my project to be in. Now I'll type .NET new console-o myapp. This creates a basic console app in a directory named myapp. Now I can type code period to open my project in Visual Studio Code. As you can see, my CS proj has appeared here right by my program.cs. The first time I open a C# file in VS Code, the C# extension will start loading OmniSharp in the debugger. Now I can open the integrated terminal by typing control backtick, and I'll run .NET restore. Pop-ups will appear asking you yes to download the required build assets and to restore. Now I can type .NET run in the terminal to run my app. Cool, so let's make this a party and initialize an ASP.NET Core app and try it out. I'll go back to my console and type .NET new mvc-au-none-o-asp.net-app. The -au-none specifies no authentication, and the -o-asp.net-app sets the output directory. So I'll open that in VS Code by typing code period again. And you can see the web project template loaded. That's my program.cs. And there are those pop-ups again to load build assets and restore. So now I'll open up the terminal with control backtick and type .NET run. Now that it's running, I can go to my localhost 5000 in my browser and view the web app that I just initialized. And there it is. So that's the setup and demo for a basic model view controller ASP.NET app created in less than 5 minutes.
Thanks for watching.